ego, egoic identity, whether personal or collective ego. They are the two aspects of ego. But ego is always identification with something, and identification means it gives you your sense of self. This is why for people it is so precious, and they hang on to it, and they defend it with their life. That's all they know. That's me. And it's totally normal. It's been like that for thousands of years, ego. In the past, ego, and in certain societies even nowadays, the predominant ego is collective still, whereas in Western societies, ego tends to be more individualized. It started, of course, thousands of years ago with tribal egos. You had tribes and you identified with this particular tribe and you were nice to the people in your tribe, but not very nice to the people outside of your tribe because they were less than you. All these were primitive, rudimentary manifestations of ego. But whatever it is, ego means you have a bundle of thoughts, predominant thoughts, as I said, opinions, likes, dislikes, the story of who I am, what people did to me, what I did, what I've achieved, what I know, what I can do, what I possess. And these are all really thought forms, and they give you your sense of self. It's very normal, and you cannot stop a child from developing that kind of identity. It's a normal progression. You can't tell a child, there's no such thing as possession. Don't identify with that toy. It's not yours. Stop, don't. But one can, as you begin to awaken, you begin to see in yourself that you carry an ego. You might see, for example, that you become defensive or when somebody disagrees with your opinions. You can even have an ego around the city you live in, the team, sports team that you identify with. These are rudimentary ego forms. If you have little else, a huge part of the identity can be your football team. And then the others are your enemies who identify with another football team. And then you fight it out on Sunday afternoons.